I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt. He will be back tomorrow. We're checking in with Steve Burness. Steve Burness is the CEO and president of the Better Business Bureau, and I saw this story break yesterday, Steve. By the way, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me today, Lisa.
Oh, thank you for joining us, because this is serious business. We're going to see a lot of cars flood the used car market in Chicago, and flood is the key word, right?
Exactly. The used car shortage is really driving the prices up, and consumers are looking for those great deals. Unfortunately, the scam artist is there that has those salvaged cars from the, you know, the flood zones or the some of the hurricanes. And what they do is they try to, resell them and retitle them, and so that the consumer doesn't realize it is a flooded vehicle. They're sent to different, you know, cities. Could be Chicago, could be Milwaukee, and consumers are buying these vehicles, not knowing these cars were in a flood zone or been flooded, or, you know, by the insurance company saying that they're a total loss. And unfortunately, you got to be very careful with those, because you can be very vulnerable to those.
So ask to see the title. Check the electronic components, because those usually go out once it's been flooded, right?
And
the carpet, doesn't that say something about whether it's been flooded?
Exactly. You got to look for the signs of water damage, you know, stains, mildew, or rust, or discoloration, or things like that, or dirt or debris under the floor mats. And sometimes they'll mask the smell, too, with heavy perfumes or, you know, car, fragrance. So be careful of that. But really, taking a mechanic with you, Lisa, is probably the smartest thing to do, or bring it to a mechanic who can really look it over, because sometimes a normal or average consumer can't tell the difference. So you really want a mechanic to look at a used car, especially if it's coming from a state that, you know, has flooded or has a hurricane in the past, which could be a flooded car. So yeah. Sometimes the title doesn't say that.
When my kid turned 16, I was a single mom, and I was just going online to try and find a car to buy. I cannot tell you how many scammers were out there. We would take test drives and then go look up the title on CarMax, and it would show that the speedometer had been dialed back 40,000 miles. It's just craziness.
Yeah, you got to use the services to check the car's background and history. Sometimes they're an expense with that, but it's well worth it, because it tells you where the car has been in an accident or any other things, or where they actually have been titled before, because sometimes they retitle these cars in a different state. So hopefully that will fall off that they're flooded vehicles, too. So you got to be very careful, Lisa.
This is Steve Burness, the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. And over the weekend, I felt like my phone wasn't working very well, and then I got the alert on Monday that Apple said we needed to update, and there are people who actually identified this as a terrifying hack.
Yes, it is a terrifying hack, because really it's what we call, the experts call rather, zero-click exploit. And what I mean by that, Lisa, is that you normally have to click on a file or download a file, then, you know, become somewhat vulnerable to these scams. But unfortunately, according to the reports, that there was no, you didn't have to do anything. The scammers, they actually had access to your phone, your Apple Watch, or your Apple computer. So it's important just to remind consumers this fall is coming, not only changing your batteries and your smoke detectors, but also updating your phone's software. A lot of times consumers have it automatically set, so it constantly updates to new software by, you know, Apple and the others. But if you don't do that, please, especially the iPhones, update your iPhone with the new security patches, because there's a security vulnerability that really is an exploit of, you know, most of the iPhones. Again, there's not too many reports of something happening, but you never know what they may have done already. So you just want to get that update to protect yourself as a consumer, and always change your passwords, Lisa. We can't stress that enough at the Better Business Bureau, that consumers don't change their passwords enough. And it's usually, you know, 30 to 60 days we suggest you change your passwords, and even some of your passwords like on your home, you know, your internet provider and your wireless devices, because you never know who has access to it and who has your passwords. And it's a good rule of thumb in changing the passwords to protect yourself, because, you know, once they have access to your computer, Lisa, they can do so much with it and control so much in your banking. And we talk to consumers all the time who, you know, spend, you know, I have one consumer is probably $30,000 in legal bills already.
Ooh.
Trying to fix, something that's happened to, you know, identity theft and getting into your computer. So,
and everything's linked, your computer, your iPhone. I mean, you're right. Everything you do is on one of those systems. And
exactly.
And Steve, I got a text last week from Chase Bank that I thought was real, and it said, hey, there's a problem with your account. Click on this. And I thought, I don't know. So I went to my app and it didn't have any message, and I called Chase Bank and they said, we never text you. That is not us. Please tell us you didn't click on the link. And I go, I didn't, but I almost fell for it. You know, it looks real.
It's a good point, Lisa. Anytime you get a text wants you to do something about your bank or your credit card or update your information, that is most likely a scam. We call the tip-off to the rip-off. They continue to do it because it works to some consumers who actually just click on the link. And they were going after even Secretary of State's office. They were, you know, saying you have to update your license. And they just want you to click on the link either to put spyware or malware on your phone or computer or to get personal information. In the driver's license situation, they ask for your driver's license number, your social security number, and your other things that they can steal your identity with. So it's really like a zero trust right now.
Zero trust. That's why we are so thankful for the Better Business Bureau. This is Steve Burness. He is the president and the CEO of the BBB. Hey, we've got like 45 seconds left. Will you please tell people how they can nominate their business or another business for the Better Business Bureau Torch Award?
Yeah, they can go to our Facebook page at Chicago BBB and nominate companies. You know, we talk about bad businesses sometimes, but there's a lot of great businesses out there, as you know. And we really want to publicly, you know, recognize those companies that elevate their commitment to ethical businesses. So the Better Business Bureau has a torch order on a yearly basis, and we're taking nominations now. So please go to our Facebook page, and top link is there for the torch awards, and nominate a great company that you know and trust. And we like to recognize them for what they do to help contribute to honorable marketplace.
Well, thank you so much for getting up and joining us this morning, Steve. We certainly appreciate it.
My pleasure, Lisa. Thank you.